At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.
And we're back. Are y'all back? We ready?
I guess it's running, boys.
Hey,
I'm just here.
Well, put your ears on, son.
Put my ears on.
Put your ears on.
My ears on, boys. Hey, all right, I'm ready. Guys.
He's ready.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
So?
It's duck season.
It's duck season.
Yeah.
It's the season we hunt ducks.
Well, hey, first order of business.
Okay.
I got a card. This is no ordinary card, Thanksgiving card.
What, is it a Hallmark card?
Well, I don't know. Heartland.
Yes, it is.
Heartland Hallmark card. All right, and it's from Lisa Ellsworth. And all it needs really is you are the best.
There you go.
She sent him
there
some socks.
There you go, boys. I appreciate it.
L-Y-S-A?
Miss Lisa.
She sent me a pair of socks.
Miss Lisa has sent us a bunch of stuff.
I got excited because
best catch ever.
Look at
well,
that.
You don't need to wear them.
Give them
to your wife.
Oh, no, no. I will wear these with pride.
I know, but Christine's the one that deserves them.
I busted a hole in my pair of socks this weekend.
Do you only have one?
No.
No,
I have a couple of pairs.
I know this. He runs them American flag ones often.
Hey.
I don't blame him.
America, son. USA.
Made in America, baby.
USA.
That's because he's watching the World Cup.
Oh.
No, I ain't watch that crap. Or that junk. Excuse my name.
It's the most popular game in the world.
I don't care nothing about no soccer.
Yeah.
USA.
I mean, if...
That's as bad as golf.
Almost. Not quite.
Yeah. I'm going to keep my opinions and
like watching
myself.
Grass grow, watching paint dry.
Watching paint dry.
But you know what I say.
What? What do you say?
Football is life.
Football is life!
But football is also death. Si, you been duck hunting yet?
No.
Why not? You don't like it no more?
No, because I've been on the road.
What you been doing?
I had 3 days at the Triple Eagle Ranch. Three Eagles Ranch.
The Triple Eagles? Y'all might want to think about changing it.
Okay, and I killed a deer that just got a big chandelier on his top of his head.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's 27 points.
You couldn't find one bigger than him?
That's what was insane.
It was just a little small deer.
Yeah. And look. When I was in the stand,
Stone got choked up over this deer.
There was four deer up there about 130 yards, okay? Two of them were bucks, one doe, and a little yearling. And they said, be careful, don't shoot the yearling. I said, well, okay. So I didn't see the antlers.
How did you not see
those? Are you blind?
Early. No, because it was early. And plus, I thought the scope was fogged up because my eye relief wasn't right. So anyway, I'm looking, and I said, is the deer I'm supposed to shoot broadside to me? He said, yes, it is. I said, I'm going to shoot him. Bam! And it was just that quick.
So he had no idea what he was shooting.
So look, I knew I was shooting a buck. Okay, because that's the question. Is the deer I'm supposed to shoot broadside? He said, yes, he is. And I said, I'm going to shoot him. Bam! So look, we go up there, the boss, Eddie, sends his son, says, y'all go up there and find the deer. And then I'll drive side right up to it, and we'll take pictures. So, look, we walk up there. They went up there. They walked up there about halfway and turned around and come walking back. And I said, boys, bad news. I said, they done that so quick, I must have missed him. You know, and everybody said, you didn't. I said, I'm telling you, it's bad news. They didn't look long enough. I missed him. So they come back and said, oh, he's laying in the brush here about 10 feet from where he was. You know, so I walk up there, and Stone said, haven't you seen him? I said, no. I said, it could have been a doe as far as I knew. I said, but I was told it was the deer I was supposed to shoot, was broadside. But anyway, I said, wait a minute, is that antlers I'm looking at sticking about 4 foot off the ground?
Yeah.
Young Stone said, yeah. He said, you mean you didn't see the antlers? I said, no, I didn't see the antlers. So I walked up there and said, good grief.
Oh. So you did this one with one shot?
Yeah.
One shot.
One shot.
One perfect shot, by the way.
Oh, no, I was fixing to kill a big Essex deer at 470 yards. Okay, but...
Now, time out.
No.
How far was the deer you killed?
130.
130. Yeah. 130, and you couldn't see his antlers, but you was about to shoot at something 470 away?
That's it. But, hey, look, we had seen it, okay, and it was a big buck Essex deer, and I could see it. He had antlers like this. Okay.
So you nearsighted. No, you farsighted. Hey, further away, you can
well,
see
I,
it.
Well, hey, look, I'm getting old, so my eyesight's going. But anyway, I was going to shoot him because I told Justin, I said, hey, you know, set that thing for 470 and hand me the gun. Well, as soon as I touched it, that big Essex deer felt my death rays. Because, son, he jumped in the brush. You know, so,
what did he feel?
He felt my death ray. Okay, because I was fixing to shoot that big sucker and kill him dead. Okay, but he slicked me. He felt my death rays. So the next day I had to turn him. I lowered him real low.
Death ray.
So that big buck, and he didn't feed him.
I think we did a Duck Dynasty episode right. about that, him and his icy stare.
That's right, boys. Hey,
what was that old, turtle guy? Is that what that is?
it's like the longhorn thing, but upside down or something. Yeah.
That was an awesome trip, though. But before Si killed his buck, Bullfrog
killed a brute.
Killed a 160-inch 8-point.
Yeah, and look, hey, I don't.
Somebody tell Bailey she's hired.
No.
Because unlike her grandpa or her great grandpa and her great uncle, she wears the right stuff.
Oh yeah.
Oh no. Look,
somebody tell her she can work for Duck Commander.
Hey,
I ain't got to fight her like I do Phil and Jason.
That right there, his horns were bigger than my teacup.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, at the base, right where it comes out of his head, I put my hand around him. I said, good grief, that's bigger than my teacup. I got it at the house.
Yeah.
I said, you killed a brute, girl.
But when she shot him, it was lights out. High shoulder.
He gone.
How good was them back straps? You ate them yet?
I shot the deer. Eddie gave the meat to some needy people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's worthy. Well, it did not go to waste. Well,
that's a worthy cause. Okay. I can appreciate that, especially when you're traveling. Yeah. It's hard right. to yeah. get it back to
yeah.
and fro.
Yeah, but. they're in South Texas, Freer, Texas. I think the name of the ranch is Eagles Ranch.
That we land in is Atlas.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the ranch is about 45-minute drive
in Freer, away. In Freer, Texas.
Yeah. Okay.
And boy, it's some beautiful country down there. I tell you that.
Oh, it is.
Top.
Do you see any cranes?
No
cranes.
No, they kill all the a
lot of doves.
Yeah,
doves.
Seen a bunch of doves out in it. And look, in the opening day, our first day I was sitting, I seen 35 bucks, and I kept looking at Justin.
35?
No.
35.
I'm saying we seen a total of 65 deer, and 35 of them. Look, they just kept coming. It was like a parade. No. And look, I'm talking about this is 100 yards.
I want to go hunting with you again.
Oh, no. I said, I looked at Justin, and I said, I was looking at him, you know, and he's over there kind of.
No, the biggest thing is the places I get to hunt now have gotten way better.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Than when I was running around.
Oh, no.
We running around hunting a bunch of gars.
Yeah.
Now we just got.
He was at the Triple Eagle. We've been at Triple G, Gar Grinnell Goo.
Gar Grinnell and Goo, boys.
That's what we've been. Yeah.
This one right here.
That's what Guy would his name is Guide Service.
Hey, look.
Gar Grinnell Goo.
Triple G Guide Service. Gar Grinnell Goo.
That is a first class operation from start to finish.
I believe.
Eddie's a good chef. He cooks fine food.
Look at them deer.
Okay. And then the deer. Oh. Look.
But man, let me tell you something. I got emotional.
Y'all done went down there and killed 400 inches of antler in two days.
Oh, yeah.
That's wild.
Two shots.
Yeah.
That's
it's top notch.
So Si goes up and lays his hand on this giant rack. And I can see his eyes starting to well up and a tear come out of his eye.
No, I'm serious. I felt bad for shooting that deer. That's the first time that's happened to you in me my entire life.
And then when Bullfrog saw him well up, then she went and gave him a big old hug, then I started crying.
Yeah. Everybody crying.
Everybody crying around there.
Everybody crying but Bullfrog.
No.
Yeah, she wasn't crying.
She's just a deer slayer.
That's a
Gibson. But that deer was beautiful, okay?
Yeah.
you know, that it actually, you know, I was kind of mad at myself for actually shooting it.
Well, he was up there in age, so he was.
But he was a 5-year-old.
He didn't have long left on there. They said he was 6 and a half.
Oh, well, okay. I knew he was 5.
Old deer. And that one bullfrog shot was old deer, too.
Yep, he sure was. And an axis deer would have got shot if he hadn't felt my death.
470.
470. I was fixing to shoot that joker big time.
But it was an awesome hunt.
Yeah. Hey, and then the little bitty axis buck comes out and stands broadside in the sunlight. I said, I ought to kill you just for doing it.
Just for looking.
I said, but I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you try to grow up.
But we made a lot of good memories on that trip. And,
man,
that's what hunting's all about, making memories.
I was just hoping
I won't forget that one.
I was hoping you brought some of that backstrap back so we could dunk it in that W sauce and get to eating, son.
Oh, hey.
I fixed to peel 3 of them tomorrow. So.
Okay.
He's peeling 3 tomorrow.
I'm in. Half sauce, we'll travel.
He's talking about them like they're orange.
Yeah, I like that. Well, let's take our first break. We'll be back right after.
Yeah.
So.
All right, we're back.
You don't want to get to 3.
That didn't take long.
So, Si?
Yeah.
Opening day of duck season, I did not go.
What?
What?
I didn't go.
What were you
How'd
doing?
How'd you get out of it?
I just said I wasn't going.
Oh, you ain't going? Oh,
well,
all right,
there was enough young hands there. I wasn't worried about. So, we got some help for a little while anyway. So I felt good about the crew take care of Phil.
Well, did they kill anything?
No, they killed 5 ducks.
Oh, good grief.
That's another reason I didn't go, because I knew there wasn't nothing there.
Well, there you go.
They killed 5, and you haven't been either.
Oh, and I probably ain't going. I've done turned into a deer.
He'll go when I call him.
Turned into a deer hunter.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, it's way better.
It's way more fun.
Yeah, it's way more fun.
Sometimes. Yeah. Now, this morning was fun.
Yeah, and I just got the news that there's a big ghost deer at my stand, bigger than anything else he's got on camera.
I got 30 cameras out there, and they say I don't have a picture of this deer.
They don't have a picture of this big one.
I find it hard to believe.
There's a ghost out there.
They call him the ghost.
All right. I fixed the, guess what?
What you gonna do?
Day or two, I'm fixed to pop the big ghost. Okay.
How you gonna shoot a ghost if you can't see?
Hold up. I can shoot my imagination.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That's what a game warden told me when I called him. Could I shoot a black panther? And he told me no. And I said, wait a minute. You mean I can't shoot it if I see it? He said, no, because there ain't no such animal. And I said, well, I'll be shooting my imagination then. I said, I got news for you. I fixed to shoot my imagination.
You may want to just stick with shooting a bull. You're way better.
You have a particular set of skills.
I'm serious. I wouldn't shoot him if I saw him.
I know. You just
didn't. Just to prove the point, Tommy, I should just shoot him and say, okay, all right, all you idiots, all you non-believers, I killed this thing just so y'all would know it existed.
Si gonna look like
but I ain't gonna do it.
To all the non-believers.
I ain't gonna do it.
No.
Just to prove you to you idiot. No, I know he's there.
Okay. He knows he's there.
Well, but he knows the gig is up if he ever does.
Oh, no. No, no. That ain't even coming into play.
Not even coming into play.
Okay. I just ain't gonna kill him because it may be the last one on earth.
That's a good point.
The problem we got, Stone, is we now hunting with a bunch of old men.
Oh, I know it.
When we the youngest of the bunch, that's a problem.
I'm 50.
I'm steady recruiting somebody younger than me. I'm tired of this junk.
I'm creeping up on 50, and Phil calls me the young buck.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You got to understand, we did it for, you know, we done been done it for 70 years.
Yeah, but I always noticed when y'all got about our age, you started bringing in younger crew.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty slick.
Well, you got to train the younger crew.
That's why I got the nurse man and old Cody.
But are they really younger?
Yeah, they're 10 years younger than me.
Oh, well, then they're my age. Yeah, that's what I
They're good for another 20 years.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Bro. Yeah, it's wild.
Well, hey, look.
Looking around this weekend on opening day and seeing how slow everybody was on the shotgun, and I said, yep. I'm hunting with a bunch of old men now.
I used to
call the shot. I generally say kill them. And most of the time I couldn't get "cuh" out of my mouth.
Yeah.
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 Now I'm going, kill him.
Yeah.
Kill him.
Yeah.
Kill him.
Shoot him.
Yeah. And
then I reached over and popped him, told him, shoot him.
He's one of them calling right there. I ought to put his old butt on here. He done got old and slow.
Clay
yeah. is old.
Yeah.
He done got old, boys.
He missed a duck. He said, well, that's wild. I just went to the eye doctor. I said, well, you need to get a refund.
All right, how's that? Go get your money back.
I said, that didn't work.
So how many did you kill this morning? How many did y'all kill? You said it was a fun hunt.
I got
morning.
My limit.
There you go.
We're limiting them out.
Six of them.
I got my limit.
That's good.
I think we killed 17 total. What, four of us?
That's a good hunt.
A good hunt.
And,
what'd y'all kill? Woodies?
Woodies, no, gadwall.
Teal, gadwall.
Teal.
Teal?
Woods. Yeah.
Yeah, he done told the story.
And then five shelters messed up coming there.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it ain't nothing dies more prettier than a shelter.
That's a bad deal for them wide bills when you ain't hunted in about 300 days.
That's
a bad deal for them.
Yeah.
They die so fine, though.
Oh, one. They do. One
they really
pellet.
Do. I'm serious.
One
they
pellet.
That's so fine.
One pellet in the wing, and they'll flip over backwards.
That's yeah.
They're
yeah.
like, oh, yeah. I'm dead. Yeah,
they're dramatic. They're like soccer players.
Oh.
It don't take much to put them down.
Would you say the score is 5-0?
No. I'd say that the United States is going to look like it's 1776 all over again against Wales and England. Pick a country. You can't have that many. That's all I'll say about that.
Hey, at what point in your adult life did you start watching soccer?
I've always watched soccer.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he has. He used to. He watches it during like June.
Well, that's when the World Cup normally is.
No, but I'm saying you watch like Premier League and all that mess. I saw you in that office next to me, son. You ain't.
I'm not
attacking you. Yeah. I just figured you were the only person in North Louisiana that subscribed to NBC Sports Online so you could watch soccer.
There's
at
a couple
work.
Of us that's not very big. It's not a large community here in North Louisiana.
I knew every day at approximately 2 p.m. what your next 90 minutes consisted of.
All 90 of them, baby.
I mean, I will say that for soccer. They have a very for sure time limit.
Yep.
Like, you can set a watch by them. They're not the game that's going to be over in an hour or last five. It's pretty well 90 minutes.
I just like soccer. It is. It's like, we're just waiting. But then you get that moment, and it's exciting.
I like Ted Lasso.
Well, there you go.
That means soccer.
They ought to make it a rule that they can use kung fu in soccer.
It'd be way more interesting if they could use their hands.
No. And
they can
feet.
Do stuff with their feet.
And their,
if they actually scored points.
Hey, it's 1-0. Thank you.
Neil.
Whatever.
I do know that.
In your face, Wales. Pick a country. I don't even know if you are one.
My biggest problem with soccer has always been that they can declare a no winner. Like, during the regular season, they just walk off, kind of like what's wrong with the NFL now. They can walk off and say, no, it's a tie.
It's a tie.
I don't like that. Nope. Somebody needs to lose.
Yeah, play it. Play it till they're losers.
Oh, there's a lot of things wrong with the NFL right now.
Well, I'm just saying, the fact that a regular season game can end in a tie, I don't like ties. There's a winner, there's a loser. I want to see that through.
You need a winner.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
I need a decision made.
A winner, yeah.
If not, why'd you play?
Yeah.
If we can walk off and there's no consequence, why'd we come out here and play?
We get a point.
I'm out on that.
Well, they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
That is true.
That would be like playing poker for cash, and then at the end of the game, everybody just gets their money back.
Yeah.
What would be the sense in that?
Well, if you played for a really long time and just do it all even, you just leave.
No, it's got to be a winner. It's
got
to be a winner and a loser.
I got nothing.
Somebody has got to get strapped for the game to be interesting.
There you go.
Speaking of,
that's just like duck hunting.
I can't support a tie.
Okay, back to duck hunting then.
Well, no, it's the same way.
That's what our people want to listen to anyway.
I mean, we start out with duck hunting.
Mark, have you been winning?
I only went once.
You've only been once.
Oh, we killed more than five.
More
than five.
I mean, it was hunting.
Four of us.
Four of us. Okay.
All four of them.
Yeah.
Well, you better be real careful.
What?
You ain't got but one on each one of them four to play with since you killed more than five.
I said we killed our 24.
Oh, okay. All right.
I shot four green winged teal and two gadwalls.
Shot four green winged teal. We shot the good one.
Mm-hmm.
Eat the four green wings, throw the two gadwalls away.
I done ate them gadwalls too. They fine.
He ate the gadwall too.
Oh, he only been once. He gonna have to eat everything. Yeah.
They just take a little prep. That's all. A little prep and
a little more TLC. A
little soak in the W. Yep.
Okay. Amen.
Right, put in the W sauce, baby. Yep.
Let them soak in that W for about 24 hours.
It'll take that mustiness out of it.
You can soak a shoveler in that W for About 48 hours, they'll be edible.
Oh, Johnny Wink said that's the flying ribeye of the sky.
What is?
The shoveler.
Who's this?
Johnny Winks.
Fired up.
Yeah, and he's the same man that if you ask him how many you kill, all he ever says is, hey, we shot four boxes of shells apiece.
Fired up. I used to work for Wink.
I said, Johnny, wait a minute. How many ducks did you kill?
Don't matter.
He said, I done told you. We shot four boxes of shells apiece.
Mm-hmm. Get the blast.
I said, I got it.
They ain't picked up a hole since 1982.
They think it's fertilizer.
Now, I don't know what they do with
fertilizer. They think it's fertilizer. Oh, they just keep turning it under, boys.
Yeah, look like Christmas.
It's like that big hole y'all threw the dirt in.
You like that?
No, y'all should have put gravel in there.
No, hold on now. Let's take a break. We'll talk about
that. I got a gravel pick with that.
Them police jury guys showed up this morning and asked if it was okay if they parked their trailer on our parking lot. And I said, yeah, that's fine. I don't care. Whatever. You know, and then I said, what are y'all doing here? I didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
They said, well, we're digging these ditches out. I said, well, that's good because it stayed a little soggy around here.
Yeah.
I said, what you going to do with that dirt? He said, well, we just going to haul it to our landfill. I said, no, you see that big crater back there? Go fill that thing in one time. Yeah. I said, just get me a base layer started with that mud.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Because you can't hardly get nobody to come fix a 10 by 10 piece of asphalt.
No.
And so, and you certainly can't afford it if they do.
Okay.
So I'm starting with dirt first.
Okay. Now I understand.
And now, if you were dumb enough to drive through it, I'm sorry.
Did you drive through it?
No, there's
no. They had cones up.
Okay, good.
That hole was becoming a problem.
No, I started to get out and move the
cone.
And then I was going to pack it down for them.
Well, that's because the garbage man.
Wait till it dries out, though.
Yeah, that's because the garbage man come through here 3 times a week. And hits that thing doing about 30.
Yeah, and the big truck. Yeah, okay.
Boom.
I show up about twice and hit it.
He's doing that just for funsies.
Yeah, I swear that's the way they love to start. But I got a free load of dirt. And once the dirt gets in there and gets packed, I'll get some more of that SB2 back there.
Okay.
I just figured it was a cheap way to fix that gray rock back there.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
It was a small pond at this point. It wasn't a puddle.
It never dried up. In the drought that we had, it never went dry this year.
It was a couple feet deep.
Yeah, it was getting close to Lake Peking.
It might be a spring at the bottom of it. I don't know.
You might catch you a fish.
Lake Peking is one of the greatest parts of West Monroe until they tore Peking down.
Yeah.
You brought up a thing that I always wondered about because every summer the ponds around the house at Dixie, Louisiana would dry up. Then when the rain would come, we'd go out there and catch fish in it.
Uh-oh.
How's that happen? No, how's that happen?
I don't know.
Very simple. Crane steps into eggs that have been fertilized, and it sticks to their feet. They go to the pond after it's dried up when it's got rain in it, and they fall off, and they become fish. And then, hey, next thing you know, you're catching fish in a dried-up pond.
Mm-hmm. They step on them fertilized eggs during winter.
Hey, that's how they do it, boys.
Bring them back in there.
Hey, God has got the plan, boys. He can make fish appear in ponds that dry up every year.
Especially goggle eye.
That's it, boys.
Yeah, goggle eye just appear out of nowhere.
Oh, he can live in mud.
I ain't so sure that goggle eye ain't like a coot just take off walking down the street and get there.
I put Bullfrog on a mission down Willie's pond. I said, catch every goggle eye out of that pond. Get it. And I think she might have done it. I ain't caught one.
He ain't caught one, boys.
That's fantastic.
But going back to the duck hunting, PR had him an injury the day before duck season. He was back in the boat down into some shallow water. He had old Dan, the butler, with him, and he tried to push the boat off into that shallow water. It was too shallow,
and it pulled a little.
And he, I'm pretty sure he tore a muscle in his back.
He pulled a muscle.
He is in some pain.
I told you we hunting with old men.
So we get out there this morning. So he goes to the doctor. They give him some muscle relaxers. You know, he's in a lot of pain.
Yeah, that's what Mac, the cameraman, told me. Said, I ain't never seen Phil like you.
So I go to his house yesterday. I said, Phil, the only thing that's going to fix this is rest. There's no ducks on the property. Why don't we just take a couple days
and see
what happens?
Yeah, let it build up. Let a refuge begin to form.
And he says, it's duck season. I said, I know. I said, well, you got to rest this injury or it's never going to heal. He said, well, don't tell them boys it was my idea. So, in other words, He don't want nobody thinking that it was his idea to take a day off.
I would just say, okay.
I say what, this.
76 years old, all right. I remember him missing one day of duck season like 25 years ago.
Yeah, he didn't even miss it when we all had the stomach flu.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Food poisoning or whatever we got.
He got in the boat and some of it, hey, wait.
Yeah, that's right.
He did.
Oh, he's not going
to
miss.
And he told me, okay, all right, let's go get the blind. Hurry up.
My favorite one was when he said he's down on the end of the blind. I was right there beside him. Look, I'd been green in the gills for about 3 days. I finally got to feeling all right. Then Phil said, oh, it's good to have you back. He said, yeah, I'm finally starting to feel better myself. I said, well, it seems like you still got a little lingering effect. He said, no, it just happens in the morning times now.
That's right.
And he just throwing up his toenails from food poisoning we got.
He's tougher than me.
Oh, he's tough.
He's tough as boot.
So the thing with him is he didn't care nothing about the duck hunt itself. He just wanted to be there.
He didn't want to miss. FOMO.
He didn't want to miss what happened. So
fear of missing out.
We look down there. The first bunch comes in this morning. Me, Jace, Gowan, and Phil. First bunch comes in. We raise up. Bum, 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 bum. Jace is like, Phil, kill that one on the end. Nothing happened. We look down there, and he's asleep in the bottom of the blind.
Yeah. That's the picture
he
I
didn't,
got.
He didn't miss because he heard it.
No.
He was there.
We three volleys in a row, and he never
moved.
He slept for an hour and a half in the bottom of the blind while we were shooting ducks.
Yeah.
And Jason's like, boy.
Well, like I said, I've been with him for 76 years, and he's missed one time.
But he didn't miss it. He did not miss the duck hunt.
He was there.
He was there.
Oh, yeah.
We had a nice hunt, and he got up about 30 minutes left of the hunt. He stood up and he said, "Ooh," he said, "you boys done some fancy shooting down there." There was a pile of ducks sitting right beside him.
I same way one time. I learned my lesson. I went and got my wisdom teeth cut out the Friday before second split and woke up next morning, felt all right. And I went and I shot my shotgun one time. That pretty well wrapped me up.
Oh, I bet.
I'm done with that. Yeah.
I ate the medicine they gave me, and then I went to sleep. I woke up, and we had however many people. They had a limit, plus one, the one that I killed, my one shot.
Yeah.
And I did. I slept through the whole thing. Had no idea that they had shot 30 ducks or however many it was.
Yeah, I promise you, he had no idea what we did.
Yeah, it's a bad deal. But there's something about going that – I don't feel that way no more, but I know where he was. I know where he is. It's incredible that at 76 he still got it because duck season been open 3 days. I've been one time. So I just
– Me too.
I ain't mad at him. I don't know. It's
been open. I ain't worried about it.
I went one time. We killed one mallard drake. I didn't see very many mallards. I said, I'll be back when the mallards show up. I got no interest in shooting teal and gadwall.
That will be around the 20th of – December.
Well, I know one old man who likes to shoot teal.
Who's that, Si? Yeah.
Well, that's my favorite one to shoot.
Yeah, the problem is hunting too rough, go shoot them teal right now. You got to go wade out there after them.
Oh, no.
They ain't around a duck blind. Yeah.
Si's wading days are over.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get there.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time.
That's why I've gone to deer hunting. They just drive up to the deer stand. I get out, walk up the stairs, sit down, get my gun ready, and then when the deer comes out, pop him, and then they come down, load the deer up. We go back to the lodge. They clean him. I get in my truck, go home. Now, that's a deer hunt.
So you kindly a fair weather kind of guy. Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh, yeah. No, and hey, if there's any ice involved, hey, don't even bother to call my number.
Yeah.
I ain't coming.
Well, this has got to.
This to cranking a chainsaw up and cutting an ice hole. No. No.
You ain't trying to catch a polar bear?
No. That's right. I ain't got no English peas.
Classic. But this is like the coldest Thanksgiving I feel like we've ever had.
Yeah, somebody told me it snowed last night.
Yeah.
Like at 1 o'clock in the morning.
It was sleeting on the way to the duck call this morning.
Was it?
Yeah.
I know it snowed in Baltimore because my wife told me 77 inches.
What?
I think that was Buffalo.
Huh? Well, she said Baltimore.
Was she there?
No, but she keeps up with it. And she said, you know, that's over 6 foot. And I said, yeah, darling, 72 inches is 6 foot. So 77 is 5 inches over.
Math.
Six, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much me and snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Because I'm a lot.
That's a lot of snow.
That's
a whole lot.
I ain't interested
roof,
in snow.
Roofs are caving in.
Yeah, yeah. That'll happen.
Too much weight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, too much weight. You know, you got to get up and get it off your roof or it will cave in.
Too much weight, not enough roof.
That's that. Not enough roof, boys.
Need more roof, less weight.
Well, yep. Nobody's ready for 77 inches of snow.
We ain't ready for 7 inches of snow.
Uh-oh. No, we tried that one time.
It shut the whole town down.
Yeah, for like a month. Days. Yeah, that's
bad.
It's
funny watching people driving that have never driven in mud. If you've driven in mud, you can drive in snow.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not around here.
Oh, yeah, you can.
It's different.
Most people can.
When it snowed like that, I sat outside and watched a Honda Civic just try and go past my house, then start going back down the hill. Then
that
try
hill?
And go past and then back. I watched them for 20 minutes.
That's the same way I was. I got that hill right there by my house, and everybody in the cul-de-sac trying to leave done got cabin fever. Mm-mm. Couldn't make it.
Can't go.
They all ended up back down at their house.
We don't have the proper equipment.
I took off walking to the Dollar General just to get out.
There you go.
Too.
Yeah. Didn't see no panther. Walk to the
you know,
Dollar
it was
General.
The same Dollar General, but then, you know, a Black Panther in the snow would be easy to spot.
You know, there's been a bear and a Black Panther at that Dollar General.
There was a bear. I got a picture of that.
Yeah, that made the news. I'm with you on that. That's legit. That's confirmed.
Well, hey, look, he didn't have to shop that day. That's reason you didn't see the Black Panther.
Oh.
He had gone 2 days prior to that.
He didn't need nothing.
He knew the snow was coming.
He knew the snow was coming, so he bought his stuff early.
Hibernate.
2 days earlier. And then had to go down the snow.
Powerade.
Plus,
mm-hmm.
he don't
pieces.
Like to walk in snow because it's wet.
Triple G.
That's got to be it. Guard, dental, goo, boy. All right, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this. Yeah, we need to have them on here to tell that story about what that dude did.
About what dude?
Old butt cut.
What'd he do?
What, he shot? He missed a deer twice. He only took 2 bullets with him. He missed a deer twice. It's out of bullets. Run back to the camp. Got some more bullets. Turn around, come back. When he come back, the deer was standing essentially up under the deer stand.
He shoot him?
Mm-mm. No, because his cameraman was still up in the stand, and he done missed twice. You can't be firing off. I mean, wouldn't.
That's a good, yeah.
I mean.
If you miss twice, you can't fire when the cameraman's sitting beside the deer.
You can't shoot under the cameraman.
Why not?
Oh, my goodness.
He's up in the stand.
Do I need to play
that
a replay of the deer you missed six
that
times?
No, that ain't no, yo.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not listen.
Hey, he's up in the stand. The deer's below it. Go ahead, shoot the deer and tell him, hey, come on out there and take a picture.
That'd probably work if the two misses he had wasn't high on the other one.
Well, he was shooting high down on the stand.
Okay. It don't matter if he's shooting low. You don't take that shot.
You don't, no.
You don't take that shot.
No.
Si trying to get Western out there.
I mean, what? Take 2 bullets on a deer, huh?
I've done that before.
Why?
Have you really?
Y'all know.
I'll tell you what, though. You
take 2 bullets on a deer hunt, and you take 125 shells on a duck hunt.
He takes 5 boxes of shells.
I know, 125 shells. You can't kill but 6.
I thought I told y'all that story.
I'd love to hear it.
No, I went to the woods, and I had 3 buckshots in my 16 gauge, okay? Because I know my gun, so I know it ain't going to take but 1 shell. So
but
I'm
I got
out.
2 extra just in case.
No, just I got 2 extra in case. But anyway, I walk down there and a doe jumps up to take off running. I got a doe tag. So I just, boom, she don't fall. Boom, she don't fall. Boom, she don't fall. I said, good grief, I can't believe it. I said, something's wrong with my gun or I had the bad shells or something. So look, I go down there to look where she came from, okay, because it's like a little hole in the woods. Well, I walk down there and I stick my head inside this hole looking down through the woods. And if I'd have been fast enough, I could have slapped a big, beautiful 8-point. Because he's sticking his head. When I stuck my head in, he stuck his head out.
Of what?
A whitetail, big buck, 8-point buck. So
where was
he let you get that close to him?
No, look.
He was in a brush top?
No, it was a thicket. Yeah, well, he jumps out and gets in the open field I'm in. Look, hey, I just wheeled the shotgun toward him to see what he would do. He just sit there shaking his tail. He knew I was out of bullets.
He knew.
That deer knew I did not have but three bullets, and I done shot him, and I missed.
Done shot every one of them.
So, look, he just walked away wagging his tail at me, looking back. Tell me, you wish you had a bullet, don't you?
Yeah, that's why I said you sure need to do. Stick to shooting a bull.
So right after there. That, I had a bag of bullets.
Hey, you know, I know.
I've that was it. The day that he
I know.
Decided.
I've toted right. your bag I, enough yeah, for you to know.
Oh, yeah.
There's five boxes of shells on him for a duck hunt.
That's right. I will never run out of bullets again. Okay?
He said, never again.
Never again.
No, he'll have so many of them, they'll drop in the fire of his heater while you're in there.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Ooh. Hey, he set his jacket on fire.
No, they won't go off. They won't go off, though. They'll just melt down.
Yeah. I'm aware. Yeah,
they may make up.
But they still make us scramble.
Oh, no. Y'all scramble.
You drop shells in a fire?
Hey, no.
He didn't. He was so close to the heater, he didn't know he had set his jacket on fire.
My jacket was burning, and shells were dropping out of the jacket in the fire.
It was a rain jacket, you know, like slick material. Yeah, so it just started melting like a plastic straw.
Yep.
So it started going up. So I ain't got no idea he on fire. And them shells just bloop right in the heater, bloop right in the heater, bloop right in the heater. And finally, we all down there, we running for cover, son. We didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what happened.
I mean.
They don't pop, do they?
No.
I didn't stick around long enough to find out. I knocked his heater over and got everything put out there, then threw his jacket away. His jacket melted up to like right here. Went from a full rain jacket to right here.
Oh, crop top in the duck blind.
I look like one of them running backs that wears that jersey that's, you know,
mm-hmm.
too high.
Yep, that's what I thought when I saw you running back.
That's right, running back. But I wasn't running. They was.
He said
I said, golly, back. There's Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Mm. yeah, good times out in the woods. Though. There ain't no doubt about that.
I guarantee you.
Man, a lot. So when you going duck hunting? You ain't?
I may not even go.
Taking the year off.
Hey. No, I'm serious. Hey, it depends on what Stone says when he calls.
Okay.
If he calls and says, hey, ain't nothing down there, all right, I'll see you later.
There you go.
You want to go deer hunting this evening? Yeah, let's go deer hunting.
So you ain't got to get up early and you get to stay warm.
That's right.
That's hard to argue with, ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not mad at him anymore. You know, if I don't ever kill another one, I've killed enough in my life.
Well, you know, I said that, but I wasn't mad at them until they got down in my face. This morning.
Well, there's something about
it. And then I got mad.
Yeah, once they do it, then you tell me, all right, if you're going to act like that, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
I'll just go ahead and put it on you.
That's it.
Yeah, I ain't near as mad at them as I used to be. I found that out Saturday morning. Generally, you can't keep me from
going to the duck blind.
Well, I mean, I went, but like the first three come in there, I just said, kill them. I never even grabbed my shotgun. I mean, they backpedaling in the plugs. I never even grabbed my weapon. I said,
That was like when I first hunted in the ponds over in Texas, you know, which is ridiculous duck hunting. You know, people say, shoot that big old mountain drake. I had a cigarette in my hand. I said, hey, Galvin, shoot, you shoot it.
Take another drag.
I didn't really care. You know? It was so stupid, okay, you know.
When are you going again, Martin?
I'm going in the morning.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the conditions get right. Yesterday was sunny, which you think's good, but didn't have no wind. Today was just cloudy, kind of junk.
And that's always
tomorrow ain't no good, is it?
Nah, well, I got a good wind for where I want to hunt. So I'm hunting. I'm like deer hunting them. I'm hunting the wind. That's all I'm hunting. Yeah. I'm just straight hunting the wind.
Trying to find the right spot.
Well, I want to go kill them where I want to kill them. That's just kind of that kind of deal. I don't want
to. Just in the timber?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a little nest of them in
What's
there.
What's wind in the morning?
What is it? I just like it's
north, basically northeast.
Northeast, north, northeast. Yep.
Ooh.
At about 8.
Ooh,
it's supposed to be pretty good.
I may have to go sit on my deer stand in the morning.
Hey, might as well. Can't dance.
Yeah.
Stone said no. Oh,
Stone said.
Well, go sit on Stone.
I mean, I can get you on deer stand in the morning, but it ain't gonna be yours.
Oh, okay.
Because we'll bump everything out there.
Oh.
I'm waiting on a good strong south wind. We get a strout, which is. Weird, because it's November and we ain't had a south wind
Not
in
one.
Like 2 weeks.
Not one.
So I'm waiting on. We get a good south wind, I got a spot that's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
But
in your face.
Can you get Si in there?
Yeah, I probably get him in there.
In your face.
A nice, comfortable duck blind. You just sit back, turn your hat around, and hold on.
Hold on, boy.
All right, boys. I'm gonna let y'all have it.
Okay. All right, get on out of here. Go kill your deer, Stone.
I'm gonna take. What are you talking about? I ain't killed nothing all year.
That's what I'm saying. Go kill you one.
Oh. He's a manager.
Huh?
I'm the protector.
He's the one that says,
Stone's
hey,
the protector, and he's headed there shoot, now to protect.
You can
protect
shoot the herd, boys. Shoot
who are you trying to weed out? Huh? Who are you trying to weed out today?
What do you mean?
Oh, if you protecting, hey. I figured he's trying to guard somebody.
Oh, yeah, Reed.
Reed, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got to keep him from killing us.
Tell Reed you send him to the Triple G stand. Don't tell him what it means.
Take him is to keep him from shooting.
There you go. Go guide him, Stone. All right, we'll be back getting that mailbag right after
get
this.
Get in the mailbag, baby.
Johnny D, what's in that mailbag?
You know, we got a lot of good emails.
Do we?
But we've got a lot of people that want to propose that don't know if they should.
That's probably not something we should decide for them.
You know, kind of agree
propose,
on that.
Yeah. They don't.
So my man Jack over here in Bell Buckle, Tennessee, is that a real place?
I don't know, but it sounds like a Church of Christ is there.
I can laugh at that.
Amen, you can.
First,
so I said it.
Just want to say we're all super cool guys. He's been watching for several years, which is crazy to think.
We've been doing this.
We've been doing this for several years. Second is I'm 19. And I'm thinking about proposing to the girl I've been with since I was 15. Y'all think it's too young?
No.
I didn't get married till I was 29. Draw your own conclusions.
Yeah. Si, you say no.
I say no. If you love her, hey.
Different strokes for different folks. Hey. I've seen it work.
Yeah.
So I ain't going to tell you yes or no. I just waited. I waited a while. I had to get the selfish me out of me before I could even think about that. Just took me a little longer than most. So, there you go.
So, Si, what do you think?
Hey, 19, if you want to get married, get married.
You've been together 4 years already.
Yeah, I've been together 4 years.
Golly, they've been together 20% of their lives.
Yeah. You know?
Wow. Yeah. It worked for Jordan and Ange.
Worked for Jordan and Ange. I got married at 21. Now, I have another email from another guy who's wanting to get engaged, and I've lost it, and I feel terrible about that. But I know it's right here.
Is all they need is the woman?
It's in here.
Yeah, here. And Asher from Polk City, Iowa emails in, and he gives a lot of info, like finances and all this stuff.
Oh, he done went that far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I would say to Asher is, you're planning it. If you want to be engaged,
yeah.
What was first guy's name?
From Bell Buckle?
From Bell Buckle.
I don't remember.
Bell Buckle. If you want to be engaged, you can't. My favorite line of all time from Duck Dynasty.
I think I know what you're going to say.
Was when Phil Robertson said, oh, no, we'll just live on love. No, you won't. You'll starve to death.
Yeah.
You'll starve to death.
Yeah.
You got to have financial support.
I agree. That's one of my take homes from Duck Dynasty, too. I'll never forget.
Yeah.
You know, hey, we're young. We're in love. We're just going to live on love. No, you won't. Starve to death.
No, you won't. Starve to death.
Trust me, we did it.
And I will say that I got engaged. My wife was just turned 19 she just turned 20 when we got married, which is, it was young, and there was some stuff we had to learn about each other, and we were young, and so it's tough. But I quit my job, went to work somewhere I was full-time at a grocery store, not part-time at a jacket store, and full-time in school. So you got to change some things. You can't live on love is what I'm trying to say. So Asher, I'd say,
yeah,
I mean, I can't tell you what your
finances. If you've done the research and it bears itself out that it's a good decision, then go for it.
Yep. But to my other man in Bell Buckle, where'd Bell Buckle go? I want to know his name. I've lost it. Bell Buckle, you remember your name.
There you go. Yeah, he knows who we're talking about.
You know who we're talking about. Jack.
Hey, I should have remembered that.
Yeah, probably. Do some research. Sit down. You're going to be living together forever. Talk about your finances and all that, and then make a decision after that.
Amen. I agree. I just 19. I couldn't have done it. I couldn't do it.
19,
I'd have been divorced by 20.
It was a wild ride, I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
All right, and then Allie emails in, and it was just a big thank you, and I'm going to thank her. She watches the show, and she's a NICU nurse. And so she just wanted to tell you,
praise God,
and everybody in here who's experienced, we're all three of us have been to the NICU before.
Yeah.
And she was just like, hey, I really appreciate you shouting out NICU nurses.
Absolutely, right. Allie. Yeah. Thank you for what you do.
For sure.
Amen. Go on, girl.
And so I wanted to toss her out there and tell her thank you. And then one more relationship advice. We got time?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
from Greenville, Tennessee. We're a big deal in Tennessee. Sorry about your football team. I was on that bandwagon for a minute. He's 20 years old.
Ooh.
And
that wound's still fresh. Yeah,
I wouldn't have said that if Brittany was here. He's 20 years old. Him and this girl were off and on through high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, grew up, didn't talk to each other in a while. And she used to be a quiet girl at church, right? Mm-hmm. And he was kind of wild. The roles have reversed.
Uh-oh.
Now, she's kind of wild, but he's kind of a quiet guy trying to, you know, live a more biblical led life, right?
I can dig it.
And he's just, it's kind of tough on him because he likes her, but he's like, I don't know. She's kind of...
Have we done one similar to this?
Probably.
Yeah, I feel like we have. Yeah.
Most problems all boil back to the same thing.
Yeah, that's why sitcoms work for forever.
Yep.
Yeah.
But so that his question is, does he continue dating this girl? Or try to date this girl? He said everybody he asks tells him something different. And I would say it's probably because there's not a right answer.
Yeah, it's one you're going to have to get comfortable with.
What do you think, Si?
I'd say do whatever you
can. He's trying to live...
I would be real careful. Okay, that would be my advice to you. Be careful in this one. Okay, you know yourself. Okay, you know, because you went wild once. Okay, now it's flipped the other way. She's going wild. I would be extremely careful with this one.
Well, you are who you hang out with eventually.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be known by, if you hang out with, someone that's doing bad things, you'll have the same reputation.
But
whether you're involved in the bad things or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then at the same time, though, we're also not called to build up walls and be Christians to just look over and say, ooh, look at them doing bad. So,
I think it all depends on your maturity. See, like when I became a Christian, I had to get away from some of my old friends.
Yeah,
your old running partner.
Yes, because they were still doing the things I was trying to get away from, and I was not mature enough. If I went back to over there,
I can't handle it.
I was going to go right back into that, and I didn't want to do that.
Yep.
But now I can go hang out with them. Of course, a lot of them have settled down and have flipped the switch too now. But I'm saying at that time, if I'd have went back over there, I'd have been nose deep back in. Doing whatever we were doing, so I think it depends on your maturity level in your faith. If he's mature enough to be around that, and but when I say mature, you can't sit there and judge her while you're looking at it either. That's dumb. That's gonna lead towards ill will. Mm-hmm. You just got to be a part of it, try to show her Jesus the best you can, and see if she comes back to you. And if you don't, you got to be okay with saying, all right, we can be friends, but this is it.
That's as far as it's gonna go.
But don't let the water in the ship.
Yeah.
Keep the plug in the boat, because you don't want to go down with it. So.
Phil had the best thing, because like what you're talking about, when all the guys that used to run with him when he was a heathen come back and tried to get him to go ahead and get back into it. And he said, guys, y'all don't realize that man's dead.
Yep.
Okay. But the thing I want to point out about that is, you think you might can pull it off, but trust me when I tell you, you can't.
Yeah, it's tough.
Okay. Because, hey, the temptation is there, and you don't want to, I don't even know how to word this. It's best that you hang with people that are living a life that you want to live.
Mm-hmm. Especially until you get to the point where you can turn around and go get people out of that old life.
Yeah.
But if you're going to fall right back into that old, you see it every day still happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great guys that have made a change for the better end up right back in it because they wasn't ready yet, you know? And it's a tough deal, man. Yeah. It's
Why put yourself in that position?
Yeah.
Is all I'm saying. You'll be better off not to do it.
Amen.
Okay? Because I'd say 90% of the time, if you do it, you're going to fail because you're going to go right back where you was trying to get out of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I agree.
Y'all nailed that one. Well, I'm going to send us out of here. You good with that?
Go ahead.
First, I'm going to do a shameless plug real quick. The TV show The Chosen, season 3 is coming out. They put the first 2 episodes in theaters. It was unbelievable. I had the best time of my life. I cried in the movie theater like I ain't cried in years. It was awesome. That's my shameless plug. Go see it. It's amazing. That being said, Christmas is now here. Thanksgiving is
Christmas
over.
Christmas time.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. And
Christmas time.
Christmas time is here. And I love Christmas, and it is easy for me to get caught up in all the fun Santa Claus stuff and all the food and all that. But
by the way, not to distract you, can I borrow your Santa Claus costume?
I got you, baby. Absolutely. I bought a good one last
night. Good. I just remembered that.
All right, you
real
got
one.
Yes. But let's all remember Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He came here to live a perfect life, die for you and me, and pay the debt that we could never pay. That's what him coming down here and saying yes to that is what this season's all about. So let's not forget that. We'll see y'all next time right here in the Duck Call Room.
That's a way to go out, boy.
Martin's on the phone or something.